On this episode, I talk about the Dreamcasper incident once again, and unfortunately, not about much else. I even forgot the pick of the day. Welcome to episode number 3 of Just My 94 Cents, presented by Esports Chronicle. I'm your host, DT, and let's not waste any time and talk about some esports stuff. Unfortunately, we have to talk about Dreamcasper once again. As I was doing the recording of the second episode, of the last episode, so to speak, he has been suspended indefinitely, but now his contract has been terminated in light of a 16-year-old girl coming forward. And this obviously means that there are multiple incidences now looming above his head. And this is not the one-off thing, or not something that I talked about in the last episode where I said maybe you could have a bit of sympathy or pity for him, because in case that he really liked this girl, and but this was kind of negated by the fact that he had a girlfriend at the time. So this was actually, like I said it in the last episode, so if you're interested in my take on this thing of gamers and maybe being a bit sympathetic for them, then you can listen to that. But now in this second ordeal, he even has been lying about his age to this girl, that looking through screenshots and stuff, then this actually means that there's a lot more calculation behind this. And I have to, like, before we get serious for a second, I have to be honest, and I have to say one of the first things that I thought about when I looked through all these screenshots is that I have absolutely no idea how children of this age are talking to each other. And this was actually quite crazy, because when I was looking through these screenshots, I really felt like I have no idea what they are talking about. And I didn't think that I was that old. I just turned 24, and I didn't really know that. I lost touch about this kind of thing. I really didn't know. What I also saw when I read through the reactions was that it appears to be mutually exclusive for some people to mourn the loss of a great player and not agree with what he actually did to deserve all of this backlash. Like I said in the previous podcast, I didn't really know the guy, and I didn't really know how he played, but I think it makes sense to think about what we as a community have lost in terms of skill. I think that this is not mutually exclusive to think about what he did as a player and how he was this Western prodigy, and how he was able, or he could have been able, to take Team USA to different heights in the World Cup. But or think about the loss that the Boston Uprising have now endured, because the deadline is over. They can't really sign a new player, or they can't really react in the way that they would have wanted to react, maybe if they would have known before the deadline ended. And I think that this is a legit way of thinking without being a horrible person, because when I personally am a Manchester United fan, and when I think about Ryan Giggs, Everyone knows about the story of Ryan Giggs and his private life. If not, you can definitely Google it, and you will find more things that I would be able to talk about right now. But when I think about him, as a player for Manchester United, I think about his legacy, and I think about what he gave to the club. I don't have to like him as a person, or I don't have to think that he's a great guy for what he did. Of course, I don't, because it's a really horrible thing to do to your brother. But on the other hand, I think that he's still a player of Manchester United, and he took this club to new heights together with the other guys of the class of 92, and that's what he did to the club. So the art and the person should be separated in this kind of thinking, and I think it's not a horrible thing to do that. But maybe to clarify a little bit, I don't think that this behavior has to be tolerated in order to keep this guy around just because he's a good player. Definitely not. I definitely don't condone what he did. I definitely don't want him to be anywhere near the esports scene. I don't want him to still wear the Boston Uprising shirt and still represent Overwatch League. Of course, even I don't want to, and I don't have any stake in the company or what happens to them or what happens to anything. I just don't want him to be associated with esports because I don't wouldn't want him to be associated with McDonald's. Wouldn't want him to be associated with anything. I don't really care about the guy. I don't really like him. I don't really want anything to do with him because it's with minors. It's definitely a whole another thing because I have there's a special spot in my heart for children, and like I said in the previous podcast, my sister has two. I didn't really say it. I think my sister has two kids, and I love them. I love them to death, and I wouldn't want something to happen to them. And like I said, it's a different spot in my heart. But when I talk about the play, it's something else. But like I said, I don't want anyone to apologize what he did because he's a good player, and I don't want anyone to keep him around or something like this and stuff like I don't really want to talk about anything like this in any capacity. However, esports has generally been in this predicament in the last few weeks, talking about Sadokiss and stuff like that, and of course the Triad 7 stuff, and already talking about the Triad 7 stuff, the Overwatch League in particular has had disproportionately more incidents, which is crazy, especially considering for how long it has been around, which isn't really that long, and it really makes me wonder why that's the case. It's crazy to think about it, and maybe some of this is Blizzard's own fault because they are too sensitive about stuff. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they're talking about this then more than it has to be talked about. Of course, the XQC stuff is a bit appalling as well, but definitely in comparison to Dreamcast, hasn't been that bad. And there were a few other racially insensitive things that have happened on streams and stuff like this, and of course they have to be dealt with, and finding these players is fine. They did a good job, I think, but they didn't help themselves when talking about this Pepe meme and making every player not use it and take it off their social media and stuff. I don't know. This didn't have to concern them, but okay, let's. I have to add this, that I'm not from America, so maybe it's something else here in Europe, and maybe I'm wrong in saying that, but yeah, I don't really think that they should have, or that they had to react in the way that they're reacting when talking about this stuff. But of course, the other things are inexcusable, and they have to be dealt with, and Blizzard dealt with them, and this is a good thing. And yeah, it definitely is something that Blizzard has to get a grip on, because people that are involved in the Overwatch League or want to be involved in the Overwatch League, thinking about it, and sponsors and stuff, they don't really want to be associated with stuff that happened. I don't really want to get into detail what it is. Everyone knows it, and we talked about it in length now on two episodes of three episodes that I recorded. So yeah, it definitely is a crazy thing, and yeah, then this is definitely something Blizzard has to get a grip on, 100%. There are actually two more topics that I wanted to talk about. One was Avillo versus the Riddler in StarCraft 2, and there are controversy that surround this game, which took like about, 11 hours. And I actually want to talk about the LPL playoffs that start tomorrow with Royal Never Give Up versus Team World Elite and JD versus BLG. But unfortunately, I don't have the time because I have to head out now. While I'm recording this, I took a little bit too much time than I thought I would have to take because of technical stuff and because of my fault as well. But you don't care about this. I have to deal with this, and this is why I have to cut this episode short. I really would have wanted to talk about the other things as well. Maybe I'll have time to talk about Avillo versus Riddler on Friday's episode. But yeah, the LPL playoffs start tomorrow, so maybe I can talk about Royal Never Give Up versus Team Elite after they played. So what I actually want to say is that this is the end of the episode, unfortunately, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in, of course. And yeah, we arrived at the end. So you know it already, you know the drill. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other remarks, please let me know on social media. The links are in the show notes, not the episode description. This kind of sounds a little bit cryptic, but the show notes, everyone knows what the show notes are when you listen to a podcast. So everything is in the show notes. And like I said, once more, thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you guys in the next episode on Friday. Bye bye.